The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 19. Tabooed Acts. Section 2. Taboos on Eating and Drinking. I and the opinion of savages the acts of eating and drinking are attended with special danger. For at these times the soul may escape from the mouth, or be extracted by the magic arts of an enemy present. Among the U-speaking peoples of the slave coast, the common belief seems to be that the indwelling spirit leaves the body and returns to it through the mouth. Hence, should it have gone out, it behoves a man to be careful about opening his mouth, lest a homeless spirit should take advantage of the opportunity and enter his body. This, it appears, is considered most likely to take place while the man is eating. Precautions are therefore adopted to guard against these dangers. Thus of the bat axe it is said that, since the soul can leave the body, they always take care to prevent their soul from straying on occasions when they have most need of it. But it is only possible to prevent the soul from straying when one is in the house. At feasts one may find the whole house shut up, in order that the soul may stay and enjoy the good things set before it. The Zafi Manilo in Madagascar lock their doors when they eat, and hardly anyone ever sees them eating. The Warora will not allow anyone to see them eating and drinking, being doubly particular that no person of the opposite sex shall see them doing so. I had to pay a man to let me see him drink. I could not make a man let a woman see him drink. When offered a drink they often ask that a cloth may be held up to hide them whilst drinking. If these are the ordinary precautions taken by common people, the precautions taken by kings are extraordinary. The king of Lono may not be seen eating or drinking by man or beast under pain of death. A favorite dog having broken into the room where the king was dining, the king ordered it to be killed on the spot. Once the king's own son, a boy of 12 years old, inadvertently saw the king drink. Immediately the king ordered him to be finely apparelled and feasted, after which he commanded him to be cut in quarters, and carried about the city with a proclamation that he had seen the king drink. When the king has a mind to drink, he has a cup of wine brought. He that brings it has a bell in his hand, and as soon as he has delivered the cup to the king, he turns his face from him and rings the bell, on which all present fall down with their faces to the ground, and continue so till the king has drank. His eating is much in the same style, for which he has a house on purpose, where his victuals are set upon a benza or table, which he goes to, and shuts the door. When he has done, he knocks and comes out, so that none ever see the king eat or drink. For it is believed that if anyone should, the king shall immediately die. The remnants of his food are buried, doubtless to prevent them from falling into the hands of sorcerers, who by means of these fragments might cast a fatal spell over the monarch. The rules observed by the neighboring king of Kakongo were similar. It was thought that the king would die if any of his subjects were to see him drink. It is a capital offense to see the king of Dahomey at his meals. When he drinks in public, as he does on extraordinary occasions, he hides himself behind a curtain, or handkerchiefs are held up round his head, and all the people throw themselves with their faces to the earth. When the king of Bunyoro in Central Africa went to drink milk in the dairy, every man must leave the royal enclosure and all the women had to cover their heads till the king returned. No one might see him drink. One wife accompanied him to the dairy and handed him the milk pot, but she turned away her face while he drained it.